Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to another edition of Vegas Nonstop. I am your co-host, Jeffrey with a G. In studio with us today, two very familiar faces and friends of the show, superfan and author Tom White.
Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Former Major League pitcher and world-renowned illustrator to the stars, Neil Portnoy.
Jeffrey with a G, line one and two, according to
Jonathan. And running the Goat Rodeo with me for the last 10 years, the Master of Mayhem, the Wizard of Whoopi, and the Bee's Knees, Jonathan J. Scott.
Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. I love that you're improvising today. How's everybody doing?
Bee's Knees.
It's been a busy week with me with the Consumer Electronics Show.
Oh, like, it was crazy.
All week. We had 400,000 people in town.
And they were all on the
streets. More like 170.
175.
170 attending the show.
400,000 people.
No. Here. There may be other people that have come to be a part of what's going on around the show, but actual attendees is 170, give or take.
It was packed. It was just packed. But there's some really cool stuff.
It was slammed.
Really cool stuff. And I was there every
day. Stay away from paradise.
Well, I can't stay away from paradise. I'm at Fabulous Las Vegas Country Club where nothing happens all the time.
I spent a half an hour the other day trying to turn left from Spring Mountain onto the Strip.
Oh, yeah.
It was brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Yeah, traffic's been crazy. So traffic should be back to normal now. Hello, Las Vegas. Welcome to Vegas Nonstop. I am your host, Jonathan Scott, along with our panel, as Jeffrey said, sports illustrator Neil Portnoy, author and superfan Tom White, and our co-host, Jeffrey with a G. Here's a few things happening around town this week. CES is finally over, so traffic should be returned to somewhat normal. I had heard an estimate of 400,000 visitors, but Jeffrey begs to differ.
I don't have to beg. I know the numbers.
Well, arguably so. I like when he says arguably so.
Guys lie about sizes, so 400,000 sounds right.
GTS, as we say.
Yeah, that's the inauguration number.
Google that stuff. Anyway, as usual, the televisions got bigger and brighter. Artificial intelligence and robotics were big this year. And I'm just happy I'm going to stop receiving 200 emails per day from exhibitors because it was every 2 minutes I was getting an email.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm registered as media, and they all want me to come and, you know, see their electronic toilet.
So did you use your press pass to go?
Of course. I've gone every year.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And, I've gone every year, and our next convention, happily, will be the Adult Video Network show.
That's next week, right?
Yeah, that's next week. Just as interesting.
Where are they doing it this year?
Typically it was at the Hard Rock.
I think it's still at the Hard Rock.
No, Hard Rock's closed.
No, it's not closed. It's just transitioning.
I got a question, though.
No, but...
Do you use your press pass, or do you have a hall pass?
I have a kitchen pass. I have a kitchen pass from BGFE. Anyway, the beat goes on. Super Bowl's coming, of course, and then city will get crazy again. And, we are the entertainment capital of North America. Here's what's happening, Las Vegas. For those of you that are watching us live on social media, Friday, 8 p.m., Amanda King and Chris Jason are performing a tribute to Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald called A Swinging Affair at one of our favorite places in Las Vegas, the Italian American Club. That's Friday, 8 p.m. Tickets are only $26. And I've heard Amanda King, and she's fabulous, but I've never seen or heard Chris Jason.
Chris is great. He's part of the Rat Pack is back over at the Tuscany.
Which he does the Frank?
He does a Frank, and he, you know what? He doesn't look like Frank, but close your eyes. Man, this guy is good.
Real good. Did you ever see Bobby Anderson when he did
it? I was just going to say, is Bob Anderson Frank?
My guy. Nobody could touch that.
Yeah, he's the best.
He was astounding. I never got an opportunity to see Frank live, and then when Bob was at the Palazzo a couple of years ago, I got to go see that show and walked out feeling like I had seen the Sinatra concert.
Yeah,
it was just astounding.
The makeup they do to prepare him for the show is absolutely incredible.
2.5 hours with prosthetics and makeup for Bobby Anderson.
Yeah, he was pretty amazing.
I saw it four
amazing.
Times. I loved the show so much. He had all the nuances of Frank Sinatra. And Bobby Anderson comes to town every once in a while. He was just here at Italian American Club.
Yep.
I'm not sure about this, and I didn't have time to do fact check on Diamond Dave. We talked about David Lee Roth scheduled to open his 9-day run, but now there's been some controversy due to an off-color remark David made about Michael Jackson. And as I was writing, I said, did I just say off-color?
Off-color about Michael Jackson. How
ironic. I don't
know
what he said. I don't know what it was, but I heard that it got canceled, that Caesars canceled him.
Truly?
Yeah, I had heard it. I think we need a fact checker here.
Yeah, there is something going on. I don't know whether they canceled them, but I read about it in the RJ.
Anybody out there? What do you guys know?
There was a great article that Mel Brooks just wrote about how...
I put it up. I posted
it. PC is killing comedy. And
what
I think
is?
Political correctness is killing comedy.
Oh, well, that was that whole Dave Chappelle rant.
Yeah,
right?
And yes, it's like you just get a sense of humor. Okay, if you can't laugh about yourself, who can you laugh about?
Well, the Ricky Gervais monologue.
No, you can't laugh about me. I can.
The Ricky Gervais monologue.
Yes, perfect
focused
example.
Just right on that, and everyone was so appalled. I saw so many memes the next day with Tom Hanks' face. He was so appalled by what Ricky had to say. I got to tell you, I thought it was one of the best monologues I've ever heard for one of the award shows. And, you know, I had nothing. I didn't have anything wrong with it. But then again, I'm not very PC myself.
Did you sit there and clap like I did?
I watched it the next day.
Tom told me about something that I didn't even know about. I think that was you that told me. What? No, it wasn't you that told me about the Scientology, that there's like a step up called CECON or...
That was not me, no.
Oh, it wasn't you. It was probably my friend John English.
It's about Scientology. You know more than I do.
Well, I went to the hockey game with my friend John English, and John, shout out to John English from Weeby Gaming, was talking about that Ricky Gervais made some kind of reference. It was a Hollywood slam that these actors are in, like, the next level of Scientology.
Okay, that makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, it does.
And I didn't get the joke because I never heard of the C-Ron or... I don't know. Maybe it was about.
Oh, C. Ron Hubbard is the guy that Ron Hubbard that created Scientology.
Well, this
was
his brother Chuck. I don't know. I don't know. Anybody knows?
Up Chuck.
Drop us.
That's
Chuck.
Like in the Book of Mormon. He come up with the Book of Arnold by the end of the show. So
Arnold.
Yeah.
Comedian Rich Voss, who recently released his comedy album When I Saw Hamilton, which sounds funny right there, performed stand up at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club this weekend. Two shows on Friday and Saturday. One on Sunday. I haven't seen Hamilton, but people just go crazy for it. And they say it's the best show they've ever seen. The funniest show I ever saw was the opening night of The Producers with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick.
Hamilton was brilliant. The staging, the direction was absolutely astounding. In my age group, the first act was way too much rap. I could barely understand it. Yeah. Second act was much better. But overall, it was a stupendous show. If I had to choose, I'm looking at Come From Away or Book of Mormon. Would be
what about the producers?
Producers, sure.
Can I say Springtime for Hitler?
They would be. I would prefer those shows over Hamilton. Although I've been taking nothing away from Hamilton, it was terrific.
This just in:
David Lee Roth in 1995 made a joke about Michael Jackson quitting the Boy Scouts and was fired from his Bally's.
Oh, so that's what I read.
So this is 25 years ago.
Yeah. That was the last time he had.
Well, I guess that was.
You know, I know we pre-record the show, but that's going back a little far.
We untaped
it. I guess that was not the This Just In department, was it? Saturday, 8 p.m., our friend of the show, musical director and trumpet player Lon Bronson and his all-star band returned to Cabaret Jazz at the Smith Center for the Performing Arts. Wednesday, 10:30 p.m., the Composer's Showcase, featuring all original music performed by the songwriters, presents its once-a-month show.
Composers, hey, maybe we can get someone from there to come on the show and sing. Or maybe not.
No, we absolutely will probably have Keith Thompson on soon. Performed by the songwriters, presents... Keith's been on with us before. So anyway, the people that write the songs... It's most of the time perform the songs. Have you ever gone?
Never been to a composer's showcase?
Out of all the places you endured,
I know it's on my bucket list.
Composer's Showcase, one of our favorite shows each month with diverse performers from various Las Vegas productions. Sound, lights, production, one of the best in Las Vegas. Tickets are only $25. If you love seeing new talent before they break nationally, Composer's Showcase is for you. Vocalist Daniel Emmett appeared at
Unbelievable
the Composer's
voice.
Showcase before he won America's Got Talent. Or he didn't win. Right? Did he win?
No, he did not win.
Came in second.
Second.
But anyway, Daniel Emmett's going to have a huge career. And first place we saw him was Composer's Showcase. Saturday, 8 p.m. at the M Resort. Louise Harrison, sister of the late Beatle George Harrison, handpicked vintage instruments, costumes, and special effects in a tribute to the Fab Four called The Complete Beatles Experience. That's at the M Resort on Saturday. Tickets start at $23. Sunday, 2 p.m., the Rhythm of Hope fundraiser for St. Jude's Ranch for Children. I know you're involved in that, Neil.
I am at
the new Notoriety Showroom at Neonopolis, starring our good friend Clint Holmes, Reckless in Vegas, Zoe Bowie, Kelly Clinton Holmes, and who am I leaving out?
Serena Henry.
Oh, and Elisa Fiorello. Donations start at $50, and that's at... notoriety. Beautiful place Ken Henderson built up. Comedian George Wallace is returning from vacation this week at the Westgate Resort. We recommend the Bronx Wanderers at the Link Showroom, performing everything from Dion and the Belmonts to Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Bronx Wanderers, must-see show with something for everyone. In our What's Eating You department, Saturday, 12:30 p.m., Chef Hubert Keller is hosting a premiere party of his new PBS series, Hubert Keller, Secrets of a Chef, at his Fleur restaurant at Mandalay Bay.
I believe it's the 9th season of his show, and this one really highlights all the sort of hidden gems in Vegas. I know he spends some time with a lot of chefs that, you know, we know and that I work with, and I think Al Mancini from the RJ did a lot of stuff with him as well, so it should be a really great series. I actually just saw Hubert on Wednesday at his restaurant in Mandalay.
What a great guy.
He is the nicest guy in the world. He and his wife have made Vegas their home for the last 12 years. Before that, he was in San Francisco, but just a real down-to-earth guy. He really cares about his food, his customers, his employees, and he's a gem to have in the city.
I'll tell you what I love there, the grilled octopus.
At Fleur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's killer. So anyway, that's at Fleur Restaurant in Mandalay Bay, Saturday, 12:30 in the afternoon. Wednesday, Einstein Brothers celebrates National Bagel Day.
Wednesday is National Bagel Day?
Wednesday.
Huh.
Where will it stop? Where will it stop with these national days? They're going to be giving each customer who makes a purchase a coupon for a free bagel and a schmear. For those of you who don't know what that schmear is, Neil, explain.
Look it up in your Yiddish phone book.
It's really cream cheese and chives or cream cheese and something. Right?
Cream cheese correct. Of some
cream
kind.
Cheese. Yeah. Cream cheese and
a spread of cream cheese is known as a schmear.
A schmiergesuch.
And they've got about 7 or 8 different varieties of that.
19 Valley locations, and that's for Einstein Brothers.
Some of them are pretty gross, too. No one should be using strawberry cream cheese.
You want some show business trivia?
Show business trivia.
Do you know what Albert Brooks' real name was?
I do not.
Albert Einstein.
Oh, there you go.
And his brother, who just passed away last year, was Bob Einstein, who was officer friendly and on Curb Your Enthusiasm, Super Dave.
That's Albert Brooks' brother?
He was. He passed away, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Bob Einstein. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Albert Brooks changed his name because he couldn't go out as Albert Einstein.
Right.
Yeah. I think I would have embraced that myself. What's your name, young man? Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
You want to see my driver's license?
It says E=mc².
You don't even know what that means.
Energy equal mass times the speed of light squared.
Wow. Impressive, John. Impressive.
There you go.
And that's because there were no 3-syllable words in there. He could use it.
I didn't break it down.
And do you know what the speed of light is?
No.
Very fast.
193,000 miles per second.
You're going to put Jared to work. But Jared, the board operator, is very busy fact-checking today.
I believe it's 190,000 miles per second, if I'm not mistaken.
So I guess we won't be hearing any Michael Jackson jokes from Diamond Dave. The Four Seasons. Four Seasons is introducing honey-themed cocktails at Press, which is the name of their little
coffee
right off the main lobby.
Yeah.
Little bar.
186,000 miles per second.
What is it?
186,000 miles per second.
You're very close.
186,000 miles per second.
Give or take a few thousand.
I mean, at that point, does it really matter?
Doesn't matter.
I said 190.
I know.
That's pretty good.
It could be going downhill. That car would have picked up speed.
Remember the car that break the sound barrier? That's a whole different thing. Sound barrier.
It's like 1,200 miles an hour.
In the Utah Salt Flats.
Right?
Yeah.
Was that speed of light or?
No.
Sound light. Jared, look that up, will you? Anyway, the Press Bar just off the main lobby of Four Seasons. Creative staff presents the Honey I'm Home specialty cocktail with Angel Envy Rye Whiskey, Honey Elderflower Liqueur, Lemon Lime Juices, Egg White Bitters, and Allspice Garnish with a honeycomb and a lemon twist, all for $18. Doesn't that sound delicious? Honey, I'm home. No.
763 miles an hour is the sound barrier.
Oh, really? I thought it was faster.
Oh, I thought it was faster than that, too.
I did, too. I thought it was like 11 or 1,200.
I do that on the I-15, so.
And the Concorde used to break the sound barrier, right?
No,
700 miles.
760 miles.
I don't remember the name of the car. It was like the U.S. something, but it's on display.
If you figure when you're in a commercial airliner, they're doing about 500, 550.
Yeah. 450, 550.
So you're not that far from breaking the sound barrier there.
Yeah. How loud would that be? Our Vegas nonstop movie pick of the week is Uncut Gems, starring Adam Sandler's New York City jeweler with a huge gambling problem.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 98. I loved it. Best Girlfriend Ever hated it. But it's more, I think it's more of a dude movie.
I saw what she put up there. She did.
Yeah, she hated it.
Why?
Because it's a dude movie.
No, because it wasn't Adam Sandler. It wasn't Adam Sandler being 51st Dates.
Did you see it?
No, not yet. But I've seen the trailers.
Did you liked it, right?
You know what? I was kind of weird when I came out. I wasn't sure if I loved it because I got so annoyed with Sandler's character.
Yes.
That I wanted to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, well, that's a sign of a good performance.
And I agree.
Yeah.
And so if you're going in there thinking you're going to see... you know,
like Waterboy. First dates.
Yeah, you're not going to see Waterboy.
Yeah, or Waterboy or any of those. I mean, it's not that, but he is really good in the movie.
I thought he was great in the movie.
And what a degenerate. What a degenerate.
Oh, degenerate gambler. But it's definitely, I think, a dude movie, just like I'm probably going to fall asleep during Little Women.
Ooh.
You're actually going to see it?
Why would you do that to
yourself? I see everything. I see every movie.
I'm going to see a movie tonight that I've been reading about called Knives Out.
Oh, it's supposed to be hysterical.
Which is supposed to be great with Christopher Plummer.
Yeah.
And Daniel Craig, yeah. So
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, I love Jamie Lee Curtis.
We were talking about Jamie Lee last night.
Is she really a guy?
No.
See, that's what we were talking about last night.
Why do people always say that?
People say that.
I don't know. That's a rumor.
Did you not see Trading Places?
You take one look at her, you tell me if that's a guy.
She was
22 when she did Trading Places. She was 19 when she did Halloween.
They're real and they're spectacular.
She's beautiful, but does she have both male and female parts?
That would be called a hermaphrodite. And there was a rumor that she was, but Trading Places, what a great...
Yeah, we just watched it again the other night.
Billy Ray Valentine, Capricorn. I love Eddie in that. And we were talking about Eddie Murphy last night and how great he was on Saturday Night Live and how good it is that Eddie's being funny again.
Yes.
I agree.
I love the Saturday Night Live bit when he said, 30 years ago, who would have bet that Bill Cosby would be in jail and not have 10 kids?
And I'd have 10 kids. That was a great line. People don't realize...
he got a lot of backlash over that.
They study comedy as well, but his brother Charlie was really a great stand-up as well. Charlie Murphy. Charlie Murphy was as funny in a different way.
But he didn't explode till Chappelle put him in the spotlight.
But I saw him in L.A. at, I think it was the L.A. Laugh Factory.
Catch a Rising Star?
No, that would be in New York. But no, I didn't see. I saw him in L.A., and I thought Charlie Murphy was just great. Anyway, I mean, I faced a lot of backlash for posting on social media that I absolutely hated Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I thought it was an excuse for two pretty boy actors to prance in front of the camera, missing the better story of Charlie Manson and Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, who both lived in those Hollywood Hills at that same time.
It's not what the story was about, though.
And wasn't Ricky Gervais just hysterical as the host of the Golden Globe Awards?
He was great.
Just the best.
You go right from that, your review of Tarantino.
Because he tore into
Tarantino
him.
Tarantino won.
I see.
And Bradley Pitt was up there.
I'll tell you this about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. As I've been thinking about it more, I would love to see just Brad Pitt's scenes, because that's the only part of the movie I really liked.
Maybe.
Just Brad Pitt's scenes.
And that was too long also.
Yeah.
The story is about a past his peak actor.
I know.
And his stuntman friend, who happened to be in the hills living next to Manson and...
Sharon Tate and the whole deal with Roman Polanski.
But the story wasn't about Manson or Tate.
But didn't you want to see a Tarantino movie?
No, but it was about Tate. I was going to say, she doesn't even need to be in the movie.
Correct.
I think it would have been a much stronger film had she not been in the movie. And at the very end, suddenly the ringer goes off at the mailbox, and you hear her saying, "Is everyone okay? Why don't you come up to the house?"
Yeah.
That's all we needed to hear from Sharon.
Because you know how
Tate.
It ends.
They just glossed over.
Why do we have to see 10 minutes of her watching herself in the Matt Helm movie?
Exactly.
I have to see it again.
Yeah,
I have not seen it, so you're intrigued.
It's 2.5 hours.
See this.
You'll never get back.
Oh, come on.
I like when Ricky Gervais. That's what I said.
By the way, people said the same.
Tom agreed with me.
People said the same thing about The Irishman.
I loved The Irishman.
I loved it too.
I thought it was totally engaging. I didn't fall asleep once through The Irishman.
That's very rare for you.
That's a four snore right there.
It was a no snoring movie. Yeah, I thought it was great. Anyway, you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. We're going to take a short commercial break and come on back. Jonathan Scott, host of Vegas Nonstop, here to introduce you to my friends at Sunrun Solar, a partner with Costco since 2012. We've all heard about the benefits and savings of alternative energy. I don't know about you, but my electric bill for August was $330, which is crazy for a 1,700-square-foot house. If you install solar energy by the end of the year, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit. If you've been wondering about solar, we would like to visit you with a complimentary home analysis to see if you qualify. To sweeten the deal, if you make an in-home appointment with me and qualify, we'll give you a $250 gift card and two comp tickets to the Hilarious 7 comedy show at the all-new OUO Hotel. Sunrun Solar offers two options. Number
Number one is no cost with no upfront cost for free home solar conversion. And number two is buy and own your own solar. Give me a call at 702-883-1111, 702-883-1111, or register on our VegasNonstop.com website. Solar Energy, the smart choice for Las Vegas.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. You can also find us on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, Spotify, and, of course, at our website at VegasNonstop.com. Jeffrey with a G, I understand that there's some college football being played Monday at 9 p.m.
That would be
LSU and Clemson. Yep.
Yeah, I believe that's 9 p.m. Eastern time, so 6 o'clock here for the folks.
Tigers are going to win.
That's very funny, actually.
What's the spread? What's the
right
deal?
Now, from what I'm seeing here,
six.
I see LSU 5.5 with the over under 69.5.
Now, you were explaining to me why it got delayed. There was.
It's the first year where there's a 2 week break after the New Year's games. I felt that they should have been, the championship game should have been played this past Monday.
I agree.
And not 2 weeks later. However, if you're Clemson, that extra week gave you a whole week of rest that you needed after that battle with Ohio State, because it was a very physical game that they got beat up in, whereas LSU just literally steamrolled Oklahoma. That was never a game. And I think that the line is being made the way it is, as heavy it is for LSU, because of that last game. And I got to tell you, I'm taking Clemson here with the 5.5 points. I really like this team with 5.5.
Here's my thought on this. You've got a 5.5, 6-point spread. It's been fluctuating a little bit. The quarterback for Clemson has never lost a game.
Correct.
He's never lost a game, including
two championship games.
Correct.
Right? And he's beaten Alabama. He's beaten Ohio State on the biggest level, the biggest stage.
He's like 28 or 29-0.
Yeah. It's 90% of the bets coming in right now are leaned toward LSU. Now, where's the game being played?
It's in Louisiana, in New Orleans, in
your backyard.
Yeah, so they'll have some good. Listen, Clemson isn't going to have to travel that far to support their team.
It's
either.
90 miles.
That's what I'm saying. So, I know it's in Louisiana, but let's be honest. It's going to be a home team for both. A home game for both teams. Clemson fans travel very well, especially when they're playing against Alabama in the championship game. They've traveled all over the country to see them. Now that they're 100 miles away, they're not stopping.
Now, has LSU been behind in any game this year?
There was one game that they were very close and they pulled it out. I don't know if they were actually down or tied at any point in the game. Obviously, both teams are undefeated.
Because Clemson went down, 16-0?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that comeback was amazing.
Against Ohio State.
That was an amazing.
Which tells me a lot.
And remember, Ohio State was favored in that game.
Correct. That tells me a lot.
When you got a guy like this, and you got like Trevor Lawrence for Clemson, who's 28 or 29-0, you kind of rolling the dice, going, you know, he's going to lose a game sometime.
You think
is this going to be it?
That would be.
But the way they came back last week against Ohio State, it just tells me that there's so much more heart on this Clemson team than people are giving them credit
for. Trevor Lawrence is a 6'6" quarterback.
He's a big kid. So is Burrows, by the way.
Yeah, but who from age like 8 years old has been groomed to do nothing more than be a quarterback? Yeah.
And he's been a great quarterback.
He's been a great quarterback.
Starting his freshman season.
Yep.
You know, absolutely. He'll be the. I see him in the next in line of the Elway, Manning, Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence.
More so than Burrow.
Yes.
Even though most people feel that Cincinnati is going to take Burrow with the first
pick. Absolutely. And they should. He's had the best quarterback performance all season long, but he's a 1 year starter.
Yeah, but does
so
he.
So you don't have a lot of tape.
Does he complete his last 2 years of college eligibility, or does he become a double Heisman Trophy winner? Very much like the kid out of Ohio State, I think was.
No, he's not coming back.
You don't think he's coming
under
back?
Under no circumstances.
Why would
he? If he comes out next year, he's coming out with Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
Okay, so he may lose the number one spot. You don't know if he's going to have the same kind of year that he had this year.
He knows he's going. Listen, when you know you're going number one,
I'm talking Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence is ineligible. He can't come out.
No, he's a sophomore this year.
He's only a sophomore. He can't come out until after next year.
The point I'm trying to make is, does he come out his junior year?
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right,
there's no reason for him to stay and prove anything else. He's won a championship. He's gone undefeated.
He's won two championships.
Right? I mean, all the kid has done is win. I mean, he's gonna actually. I'll tell you honestly, he's gonna have a hard time increasing his stock next year. To be honest,
he'll come out with over 30 starts in his college career. He started as a freshman. He'll play three full seasons, providing he doesn't get hurt. There's absolutely no reason for him to stay. And I'm a guy that says stay.
Well, the Giants need a new quarterback.
If you're a quarterback,
perfect timing.
Stay.
The Giants, they just picked up Daniel Jones.
I'll repeat myself. The Giants need a quarterback.
And do you think the Giants feel that they need another quarterback?
That's not going to happen either.
No way.
Has Eli Manning said he's done?
Yeah, his contract's up. So that's another discussion I want to have, these quarterbacks. This is going to be an amazing year.
Well,
great offseason for quarterbacks.
All of that today, but
let's get back to the national championship game. Sure. Who do you guys like, and do you think it's going to be as high scoring as the total appears to be, like 69.5
points? Let me lead the charge on that, okay? The division playoffs start Saturday, 1:35 p.m. on NBC. And I say that because each game is on a different network. Vikings at 49ers. Morning line was
Did we just switch from college football?
What?
We didn't finish the college.
Oh, I thought you said you want to move on to NFL.
I was going
to
wrap up the college.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I said,
I thought you wanted to move on to NFL.
No, I said, so who do you guys like on Monday night?
And you know, this is a radio show, Jonathan. Listening is really important.
I like Clemson because it's a better name.
Who do you like?
Boy, am I torn. It's hard for me to bet against Clemson because of that 16-0 comeback against a very good.
They outscored him 29-7 in the second half.
A defensive-minded Ohio State, and they came back.
Right.
So, you know what? I'm going to lean toward Clemson.
You know,
high scoring or low scoring?
I don't think it's going to be as high scoring as the numbers over under are out.
So you think it's under 69?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, in these kind of contests, when you get a high number like that for the over under, a lot of times it comes out and suddenly becomes a defensive battle.
Correct.
Because
everyone expects a shootout.
Yes, and I'm kind of thinking that's the way this game is going to go. And if it stays low scoring, I think Clemson has a real good chance of beating LSU. Then again, LSU is a real dynamo right now.
They destroyed in
their
game.
They're just an astounding team. And I think this is one of the best matchups. They're so evenly matched at the end of the day. But I'm going to roll with Clemson.
They are evenly matched, but I think where the difference is going to come into play, I don't think LSU has seen a defense like this all year.
That's true.
They really haven't. And I think that the fact that Clemson was so tested against the Buckeyes 2 weeks ago, coming back from two touchdowns at halftime, dominating the second half the way they did, shutting them down, holding them to 7 points, they have nothing but the world of confidence with them right now. I don't know if they win the game. I think it's a field goal game in my head. I think it's going to come down to who has the ball last. I'm going to also take Clemson with the 5.5.
Let me ask you a question, because I don't know the players in question, the wideouts, the DBs for Clemson. What's going to happen? I mean, LSU, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
Right.
Tremendous receiving core that went up and got the ball. You know, they're 6'2" against 5'9". You know, 6 foot.
You're talking about like DBs versus wide receivers?
Correct. I don't understand that matchup because I don't know the plays. I haven't done my homework on that. But in my opinion, that's going to determine whether LSU receivers can get open enough for Burrows to throw.
Here's what I'll tell you is that Ohio State has some really good receivers. And in the second half, Clemson's secondary was very physical with them and able to shut them down. Also, I think Clemson's rush defense, if they can get to Burrows, they're gonna rattle him a little bit.
I agree.
And he hasn't seen anything like that.
That'll be great to watch, too, because we had this discussion earlier on in the season about Burrows being a one-year quarterback, one-year starter.
Yep.
And I mentioned comparing him to Trubisky's coming out.
Sure.
And certainly Trubisky didn't play in the SEC. Where Burrows has, but it's still only 1 year of starting, and there's a lot of stuff that he hasn't seen yet. And if they come at him hard,
and SEC wasn't as strong this year as they have been in past years, like especially like Alabama.
What are the coverages that he has faced? Is it a cover two? Is he up against a man-to-man? I think Clemson is going to mix that up. to things that he has not seen.
Could be.
And that's going to be the difference.
Here's an interesting stat from Sports Illustrated. Since the BCS was introduced back in 1998, there have only been 9 instances where in the championship game where the number one offense is playing the number one defense. In 8 of those 9 games, the team with the top defense came out victorious.
Sure, defenses win championships.
And that's exactly what we have here.
Will the NFL draft be here in Las Vegas?
Yes, absolutely.
When is that?
It's going to be in April.
End of April.
It's going to be, so the first day is going to take place over by the Bellagio, by the fountains. And then I think days 2 and 3 are going to be spread out.
I don't know. I've been trying to find out.
I watched Jerry Maguire.
We have some inside information on that, so that's going to be pretty much fun to watch.
Yeah, that's going
to
be great.
That's not open to the public, is it?
Yes,
it is.
Oh, it is.
As a matter of fact, if you get a table at Spago or Eiffel Tower, you're going to sit there and have lunch, and you can watch it right there.
You're not inviting me, or was that an invite?
I was just giving you some insight as to where you can go to watch.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, can we talk
Jonathan,
NFL?
What is there any NFL games this weekend?
Yes, there are. Tom White, super fan. The divisional playoffs. Saturday, 1:35 on the Peacock Network. Vikings at 49ers. 49ers as of the morning line. -7, over and under 44.5. I hate the number. Two of the best rushing teams in the league. Kirk Cousins' newfound confidence should keep the scoring low and the score low. Sharp's prediction is the 49ers 23, Vikes 20. Bros, I have to take 7 points in a playoff game, and 44.5 is just too close of a number for me to bother with the over and under. Neil.
Minnesota has been a funny team all year long.
They look, funny like ha-ha, like a clown?
No, funny
who
like,
you, calling
you know.
Funny?
Well, funny like,
what, do I make
you
laugh?
Know, they should win this game, and it becomes extremely competitive, and they lose. I was shocked that they won against New Orleans.
Everyone was.
Everyone.
Just so you know, William Hill came out after the game. It was their single most profitable game
everybody
in the last
the
10 years, including playoffs and Super Bowl.
Wow.
They won the first half. They won the second half. They won the teasers, the parlays, the money lines. They cleaned up.
That made up for all the,
can,
all the games
can
they
Cousins
lost.
Cousins win two big games in a row?
Well,
I'll tell you this. If the Vikings pass rush does to Garoppolo what it did to Drew Brees, the answer is yes. They came at Brees. They rattled him. They gave him no time. They chased him out of the pocket. And Drew Brees can handle all of that stuff.
That was offensive interference.
Yes, and he was flustered. They were down. They managed to come back and tie it.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing from Drew Brees. I was blown away.
But that pass rush totally disrupted the offense of New Orleans. If they do that to the San Francisco 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo, who's playing in his very first all-time playoff game,
yep,
they are going to walk away with this game.
Opposed to watching like he did for so many years against Tom Brady. I mean, he used to watch all those games.
I like these teams because they're so similar. They both have very strong running games, and they rely on their fullbacks at the line to open up holes for their running backs. CJ Ham for the Vikings was opening up some really big holes for Dalvin Cook, who had been out the previous two weeks, and he put up 94 yards. On the road against a very good Saints defense. That was on the turf. He's going to San Fran now to play on the grass. He's going to love that. There could be some weather issues. It's going to be in the mid-40s, low 50s with a chance of wind and rain. I don't really think it's going to affect the game.
I don't think it's going to affect anything.
I love the Vikings here with 7 points personally. I don't think you're going to have to rely on Kirk Cousins to really win the game for you. He just can't lose the game for you
now,
with turnovers and bad decisions.
Thielen is still questionable. He had a cut on his foot in practice this week.
On his ankle.
Yeah.
They're going to wrap that up.
Unless that is just like
unless
there's
a
the
huge
bone.
Gash. Yeah, exactly.
He's playing.
I don't even did he take stitches?
Probably.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did.
And he's going to be on huge drugs.
Yeah, but I like the Vikings +7.
I agree.
I love the defense and I love the running game.
Yeah, I agree.
As far as the total, I'd stay away from it. It's like right where you just don't want to be for a total of 44. It's a bad number.
Titans and Ravens, 5:15.
I'm loving this game.
CBS. Ravens, as of the morning line, were -9.5, over and under 47.
Yeah.
The Titans' speed on defense should keep Lamar Jackson in check, but not enough on offense to beat the Ravens. The Sharps predict the Ravens 27, Titans 20. I like the Ravens, but have to take the Titans and 9.5 points in the under 47.
Absolutely.
Yeah? I'm showing the line here on my sheet on my page at 10.
Who's given 10?
What do you think? The same team that's giving 9.5.
No, I mean, which book?
Is an offshore book.
Oh, okay.
This is an offshore book. But I wouldn't be surprised if you shopped around. You should be able to find a 10 out there somewhere. Listen, man, this is a great game. And Ingram is not 100% either.
No,
and if you, and if he's not 100%, and now you have to rely on Lamar, that allows Vrabel to have one defender just key in on Lamar and not get exposed too badly because, let's be honest, Lamar's going to do his damage with his feet and with his arm. What we saw from Travis Henry last week in New England, guys, I granted it was his birthday.
Derrick Henry.
Him too. Derrick Henry on the road in New England
put
up 170 total scrimmage yards, and it was an absolute bowling ball.
Is he also
against a very good New England defense against the rush. I think Tennessee goes to Baltimore. Listen, they play on grass. It's outdoors. It's their kind of football. I don't think the weather's going to be an issue there either. I think the Baltimore pulls it out just because I think this is a 3-7 point game. I'll take Tennessee with 10 all day.
Yeah, and the way that you stop Lamar Jackson is you keep him on the sideline.
Yeah.
And you do that with a strong running game.
Yep.
Derrick Henry has averaged 134 yards since week 10.
It's crazy.
Per game. So I'm absolutely, I would go with Tennessee in the points.
As they say in Boston, he's a monster.
He's a monster.
He's a monster.
Titans or Ravens?
I'm going to go with the Titans, and I'm not even going to look at the points. I think they're going to upset him.
Money line for
it'll be interesting
if you
want to
take them on the money line. You're going to get them at plus 330 right now. For every 100 you bet, you're going to get $330 back.
That's pretty good numbers.
I like those numbers.
Those are pretty good numbers.
It's going to be interesting to see how Vrabel stacks up his defense, considering what the Chargers did in the playoffs last year against them. It was the first team to stop them. I'm really going to be intrigued to see how it do it. And I just want to give one little shout out to Mike Vrabel for his clock management in the game against the
brilliant.
Patriots. I love that.
Brilliant, yeah.
Turning Belichick's own little trick against him, brilliant.
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. Also available on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, Spotify, and you can find us on most of the social media at Vegas Nonstop and our website, VegasNonstop.com. We're going to take another quick commercial break and come on back with more Vegas Nonstop. Jonathan Scott, host of Vegas Nonstop, here to introduce you to my friends at Sunrun Solar, a partner with Costco since 2012. We've all heard about the benefits and savings of alternative energy. I don't know about you, but my electric bill for August was $330, which is crazy for a 1,700-square-foot house. If you install solar energy by the end of the year, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit. If you've been wondering about solar, we would like to visit you with a complimentary home analysis to see if you qualify. To sweeten the deal, if you make an in-home appointment with me and qualify, we'll give you a $250 gift card and two comp tickets to the Hilarious 7 comedy show at the all-new OUO Hotel. Sunrun Solar offers two options. Number one is no cost with no upfront cost for free home solar conversion. And number two is buy and own your own solar. Give me a call at 702-883-1111, 702-883-1111, or register on our VegasNonstop.com website. Solar Energy, the smart choice for Las Vegas.
A Las Vegas Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
Now, baseball and football are different from one another in other kind of interesting ways, I think. First of all, baseball is a 19th century pastoral game. Football is a 20th century technological struggle. Baseball is played on a diamond in a park, the baseball park. Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium. Baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life. Football begins in the fall when everything is dying. In football, you wear a helmet. In baseball, you wear a cap. Football is concerned with downs. What down is it? Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
And we're up. That, of course, is the great, great late comedian George Carlin.
I miss
comparing
him.
Baseball to football. Our friend Dennis Blair opened for George Carlin for 11 years. Mm. What a genius he was. Happy birthday shout out to our friend Joshi over at Neonopolis. Here's a cool aspect going back a little bit to the game we were just talking about. For the first time in the Super Bowl era, five winners of the Heisman Trophy are playing in the same game, and that game is the Titans versus the Ravens. And Jeffrey, we went through it right. Should we put them to the test?
Go ahead.
Neil and Tom?
Yeah.
I can do it.
The obvious ones.
For the Ravens first?
All I do is draw. Go ahead, Tom.
Go ahead.
Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Derrick Henry.
Yep.
The other quarterback.
Not Tannehill.
No. Mark Ingram.
Yep.
Then I know the fifth one.
I'll give you a clue. Both backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say another, but the fifth one is RG3.
Right.
Oh, and then Marcus Mariota.
There you go.
Wow. Ding, ding, ding.
Good job.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson, Mark Ingram, Robert Griffin, RG3 for the Ravens, and Marcus Mariota and Derrick Henry for the Titans. RG3 will start on the bench against the Ravens, and Ingram is questionable with a calf injury. Earlier in the season, the three Titans were referred to as the Heisman package.
You know, that's a great trivia question.
It really is. A little food for thought in that game, by the way. It's going to be unusually warm in Baltimore on Saturday with a high of 67 and a low of 50 and no precipitation expected. So Tennessee is going to be very comfortable playing on that field in Baltimore.
Name five Boston Celtics who won NBA scoring titles.
Who?
Larry.
Is that basketball?
Basketball. I just got to throw this in.
Larry never won a scoring
title. Never won a scoring title.
Okay, so let's go with Big Bill.
Nope.
Dennis Johnson.
Nope.
Dave Cowens.
Nope.
You're killing me.
Russell.
Nope.
I said Russell.
Here's the
Hold on. Havlicek.
Nope. Here's the little twist.
Reggie.
The five players, no one won it while as a Celtic, but they were Celtics.
Say that again.
None of the five players who won NBA scoring titles did it while being a Celtic.
Oh, well, that's not even a valid question.
I thought they were five Celtics scoring guys that played for the Celtics jersey at one point in their career.
No, give me five Celtics who won NBA scoring titles.
None, apparently.
Give me them. Go ahead.
Pistol Pete Maravich.
There's one.
Moving on.
Pistol Pete's one.
But he didn't do it with Boston.
Correct.
Oh, God.
That's the question.
I don't know. Dave Bing.
That's what he's saying. Yeah, once a Raider, always a Raider.
I've had it with
Tiny Archibald.
Oh, I love Tiny. Tiny won a scoring title?
And Dominique Wilkins.
I would never.
Dominique played for the Celtics?
And actually, there were six because Alex English played a Celtic in a movie.
Oh, I love Alex English. In the 80s?
Yeah.
Dallas, right?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Played for Dallas. Alex
English?
No, he was a Denver Nugget.
Oh, Denver Nugget. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, we're cross-sporting again.
Where I pulled that out of, I don't have no idea.
That's pretty
good. When I do it, I get reprimanded. But when you do it, it's fine. I got to stay on NFL now.
He does it coming out of the break. You do it in the middle of the conversation.
I do it whenever the thought comes into my head.
Yeah.
Because it's my show. That's why.
I agree.
Sunday, 12:05 p.m. on CBS. Texans at Kansas City, KC -9.5 again, morning line, could have moved over and under 51. The last time these two teams played together, Texans won 31-24. Although Patrick Mahomes is not 100% after returning from his injury, the Sharps still predict the Chiefs winning over the Texans 31-27, covering the over. However, 9.5 or 10 points in a playoff game is a lot of points, and 51 points is a lot of scoring in a playoff game. I like Mahomes a whole lot, so I've got to go with KC. Jeffrey with a G.
You know, this is interesting because this is one of those situations where a team in the play now meeting each other in playoffs played each other during the regular season.
And it's the only one in the group.
Correct. And Houston went into KC and did quite a number on KC with Deshaun Watson running wild. And I agree, since Mahomes has come back from that injury, he's not the same guy. And their defense has gotten better over the course of the year, the Chiefs. But I do agree, that's a lot of points to give Deshaun Johnson and
I'll tell you, I think there's a great parlay here to take the Texans and the Titans.
Money line?
No.
Just plus 10, plus 10?
Plus 10, plus 10.
I love taking the points in all the games.
Possibly, yeah, and possibly the other one, because there's another one that's that high. I think that's a great parlay.
I'll use two words, Andy Reid.
Andy Reid is 22-5 coming off of a bye.
Andy Reid.
In the playoffs?
And his career.
And some would say by his career.
How many of those 27 games,
I don't know,
though,
but there were some in the playoffs.
And that's what Neil's speaking to, because we all know that Andy Reid is the king of regular season coaching, and then come the postseason.
Does nothing.
Somehow the house of cards comes crumbling down. Let's ask our local chief expert, Jared. What do you think? I mean, you know your team better than anybody.
I think our defense is finally playing
better.
Better, and if our offense is rolling.
If, I heard that word again, if.
Yeah, the defense, since week 10, the defense has moved into the top 10.
I've watched Andrew Luck fumble the ball in the playoffs, pick it up, and score on the Chiefs.
Right.
I watched Marcus Mariota throw a touchdown to himself.
Yes.
Everything is in
touchdown to himself, really?
Yes.
By the way, both teams rank in the lower third of the league in defense, with actually KC at 17, but Houston at 28 on their defense.
Yeah. Take the over.
But the last, if you have stats from week 10 on, Kansas City's in the top 10 defensively.
Yes, they got much better. Yeah. And you know what? It was when Mahomes went out that they kind of gelled together and came together as a team to really start playing together.
Game two for JJ back with the Texans.
Good point.
He was amazing last week.
He was unbelievable.
Psychological spark.
He turned that whole team around.
We did. His presence alone on the sideline, on the field, in the locker room. You have Superman on your team. You're going to feel great going out there.
That's right.
I'm taking the 10.
Jeffrey's taking a push.
Yeah, I got to take the 10 too, but I do think the Chiefs win the game.
And remember now, the Chiefs are only 5-3 at home. They were 7-1 on the road this year.
Good point.
Neil?
I take Houston.
You guys are all agree. You're all taking the points.
Terrible.
Yep.
You're going to take the over, G, or you're going to take the under?
I'm going over here. Yeah. I don't think weather's going to be an issue. Could be cold in the 20s or 30s in Kansas City. Arrowhead's a great place to play. It's going to be so raucous. No precipitation expected. These teams can score. If Houston actually plays a full game, unlike only the second half last week against Buffalo, I think Deshaun and company is going to be able to put points on the board. And obviously, you know, Mahomes at home against that horrible passing defense from the Texans, they should be able to score plenty of points.
I think there's going to be injury in this game early. Mahomes.
Major?
Yeah, Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Yeah, I really do, because the pass rush that he's going to be facing with Houston.
Look at him. He's cursing you, Jared.
No, Jared's hair just got up about an inch and a half higher. It just went straight up.
Yeah, and his eyes bulged out of his face.
Any questions on Facebook? If you're in your Facebook, we do broadcast this live on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, also the watch.
Any of the fans?
No, the watch party is exploding.
Yeah. The watch party.
All right, so the last game on Sunday is Seahawks at Packers. It's a 3:40 start on Fox Network. Packers -4.
3:40 Pacific.
Weather.
3:40 Pacific, yes.
Talk to me about weather.
And Packers are -4, over and under 47. Seahawks are 8-1 on the road. The Sharps are predicting a Seahawks victory over the Packers 20-17. However, with the temperature in the 20s at the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, it pains me, it hurts me to take Green Bay, but I have to go with the Lambeau Leap and Aaron Rodgers Packers by a touchdown.
You know that in this particular game, the home team has, in the last series, over the last 7 games, the home team has always won. Russell Wilson is 4-0 in Seattle against Green Bay, and Aaron Rodgers is 3-0 against Seattle in Lambeau.
Do you know the margin of victory in those games by any chance?
There's one score games, most of them.
4 is an odd number, isn't it?
4.5 now I'm looking at.
Yeah, and I think that's the most realistic number we've hit on all of these games.
Agreed.
Because the others just they're out of control. I can't even believe it, but
you got to take the points in a playoff.
Aren't they expecting snow as well?
So it looks like it's a high of 24, a low of 18, and there is a 50% chance of snow.
Frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
If the weather kicks in where it's inclement with precipitation, I'm going with Seattle.
I agree. By the way, you talked about J.J. Watt, second game back. How about Beast Mode,
that's right,
third game back? And I don't know if you saw him in that last game. My man was tossing dudes like rag dolls.
He
only ran for like 7 yards.
Yeah.
But he had a touchdown. He picked up a very
great reception on a wheel route.
Great reception on the outside. And he took the defender and just basically tossed him like a rag doll. And then there was the touchdown itself, where he ran up the middle, the defender hit him, and he basically stopped, spun, and then just went right in.
Yep.
Green Bay's defense has been better this year. They're still only ranked 18th in the league. And I think, as you said, in Lambeau, you're going to want to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. Between Russell and Lynch.
Ground game.
And I like Russell with 4.5 points because I always see him in the fourth quarter with a chance to win. So
you know,
taking the dog.
I was watching ESPN this morning, and they were talking with Stephen A., and they were talking about Aaron Rodgers. He's had some very good games, but he's had some real clunkers this year.
Yeah.
We don't talk about any other shows.
You know, the thing about that, the thing about that is Green Bay might be the most enigmatic team in the playoffs right now.
We don't know who they are.
I knew it was three syllables. You just had to jump in.
Enigmatic.
They are 13-3 and the most boring 13-3 team in the league.
Sure.
They are statistically the worst 13-3 team in the
league. Patriots are 8-0. They were the worst team.
Okay.
Worst 8-0 team to start
the
season.
The reality is they're 13-3 and they're playing at home. And granted, Seattle coming in, they still got some offensive line issues. They've still got a running game issue. You know,
statistically speaking, the Packers played the 32 strength of schedule. They played the easiest schedule in the league, literally at number 32.
So you got to take all of that into account.
Seattle has played the 6th hardest schedule.
Oh man, you know, it's hard to pick against Aaron Rodgers in
Green Bay. I'm taking the Packers.
You know,
Ooh. It pains me to take the Packers.
I'm taking the Packers
as
well.
Packers suck.
I'm taking the Packers as well.
To cover 4.5?
Yeah.
So how much? What's the score of the game?
27-20.
That would be 47. That's what the line is.
I'm going field goal Seattle, 27-24 Seattle with the upset.
I'm going Seattle with the upset.
So let's review, shall we?
Seattle.
Okay, Vikings and Niners. Jeffrey's taking the Vikings. All of you are taking the Vikings. +7. Is it still at 7?
Yeah, I think we're all taking the Titans, too.
Yep. And you're all... No, Jeffrey, you said Ravens.
No, Jeffrey said Titans.
Oh.
At 9.5?
Change that.
10 here.
10? He's not taking that.
10? +10?
How long have you been working with him? Like he's,
10 years.
He's going to give 10, you 10, 10 points?
10, 10 years, 10
points. You're all taking the Texans. You're all agree on Texans.
And we split on Seattle.
And you split on Seattle. Jeffrey's taking Seattle. Tom's taking Pack. Neil's taking Seattle, and I'm taking Pack.
Right down the middle.
Yeah.
You want to break the tie chart? Or?
He's taking the Chiefs.
Who do you like, Seattle, Green Bay, 4.5? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's
exactly.
It's a tough.
Seattle's going to lose by one. So
or three. Yeah.
So I'm tempted to take the points in every game. And just to take the points.
Yeah.
So
is Pete Carroll going to do something for Green Bay and actually win a big game for Green Bay? Or?
Like passing, like passing on the 1 yard line.
Yeah, you let the game clock run out
again,
from the 1 yard
again,
line.
Again. Yeah. That was not a bad call.
It was a terrible call.
It was an awful pass. If he hits that receiver between the numbers, Seattle wins that Super Bowl.
Was it an awful pass or was it a better play by Butler who read it and just jumped in front of the receiver?
No, he threw it in front of the receiver.
That was the worst mistake
of the whole
season.
He led the receiver. If he hits him in the chest, Seattle wins that Super Bowl.
Worst mistake of the whole season, letting the game clock run out.
Yeah, and when Marshawn gets it and fumbles, what do you say then?
Should have thrown in the direction of
Whoops.
Butler. He should have thrown.
He should have thrown it, right.
There are you, McGregor, UFC fight next week?
Yeah. Saturday night, McGregor.
Is it this week or next week?
It's a week from tomorrow night.
Oh, that's what I thought.
I hate to think what's going to happen to that hotel wherever he's staying when he loses.
I think he's going to lose.
This guy is off his
rocker.
There's
actually really good value on betting against betting against him, actually. You can get, I think, Cowboy at +180, 190, 200, give or take.
He's one of these guys that was great for so long until he lost. And as soon as he lost, he's not the same guy.
In a related story, Tom and I are going to go to a mini, I have to say it correctly, a mini wrestling competition with a mini McGregor and a mini Cowboy at the Nerd Bar again at Neonopolis.
Well said.
So check your listings for that.
On the 17th, I believe it is.
Yeah, it's next week. It's
can
the
you
day
say
before.
Nerd on radio?
I could say nerd,
you
and
can
I,
get,
I could
you, actually,
say
right,
mini.
Right now, Connor is -315. You can get Cerrone at +245. I think Cerrone beats him. I will say this, though. He is stepping up in class, Connor, to 175. He has looked absolutely
He always looks great.
I mean, but you could see when he put on the weight, his shoulders and his lats are just huge right now. He looks.
Does that slow him down?
Tune in next week, guys and gals, and see if our predictions. If we were on the mark or not. I want to thank Tom White, super fan and author. Tom, what's the name of your book?
Justice Rules by Thomas White, available on Amazon. 5-star review.
And Neil, last week we didn't plug your website.
IDrawPeople.com.
IDrawPeople.com.
We're out of time. And Jeffrey,
I don't draw or write.
If somebody wants a fresh salmon, call you.
You want a good scallop? Give me a buzz.
Like us and share us. If you see us out, please say hello. Buy us a drink. Do something, for goodness sakes. Be nice to each other. Jonathan Scott signing off, saying, please eat well and party hard, my friends.